Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska, and this is the news at noon for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm Ann Hillman. The Healy, a Coast Guard icebreaker filled with scientists, recently stopped in Unalaska. The team was traveling through the ice-covered northern Bering Sea for 3 weeks, trying to better understand the entire ecosystem. The Bering Sea Integrated Ecosystem Research Program and Bering Ecosystem Study involve scientists from around North America. Chief Scientist Lee Cooper says they're trying to understand how a change in one part of the ecosystem, like the sea ice, can affect everything else.
And so the animals that are down on the bottom, say for instance clams, are sitting there feeding fresh plankton out of sea ice that melts. And now if the sea ice disappears at the time of year that we've had it there, when there's enough light to have a lot of photosynthesis going on, if it, say, disappears earlier, maybe there won't be as much photosynthesis, maybe there won't be as much material falling to the bottom, maybe the animals that are down there won't have as much to eat, then the end result of that is there won't be as much food as there has been in the past for some of these animals that we think of as apex predators.
That means some scientists are pulling out ice cores to study the algae. Others are using giant, weighted shovels that grab samples of the mud and plants on the ocean floor. One team is tagging walruses with satellite monitoring systems, while another collects data on water temperature and other qualities. The team works together to get a more complete look at what's out there and how it might change if the ice continues to shift further north.
You may be changing the ecosystem enough that people will think it's worth their while to fish up there. So it's of interest to people in Unalaska and this community and the Aleutians, because we may have a better understanding of where fish are migrating and why maybe people have to buy more fuel to go further to catch the same fish that they used to. So it's all part of understanding the whole ecosystem.
But to do that, they must spend weeks breaking through up to 4 foot deep ice with the massive 420-foot Healy, which is specially designed for scientific research. Project coordinator Tom Van Pelt says the icebreaker does not significantly affect the ecosystem.
So it would be similar to saying, you know, if a researcher in the, you know, working in the tundra, you know, has to walk through the tundra to get to his research site. Sure, there's an impact, but I think it's pretty minor, the impact that it would be directly on the ice-based life.
Once they reach predetermined stations, the scientists walk out onto the ice and gather data. Some fly over the area in helicopters, too, looking for walrus. All of the research is done in conjunction with the local communities. Community members from St. Lawrence Island and along the Bering Sea coast contribute local and traditional knowledge to the research and discuss the findings with the scientists. This year's studies are part of a 6-year-long project funded mostly by the National Science Foundation and the North Pacific Research Board. The Healy is embarking on a second research cruise and will continue with various other studies throughout the summer. Starting tomorrow, we'll bring you news from the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting, where they're discussing salmon bycatch in the pollock fishery. More on that starting tomorrow at noon. Thanks for listening and tune in then. And now, stay tuned for headlines from the Alaska Public Radio Network.